Hi guys, what's up? Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of my podcast. If you're listening to me for the very first time, my name is Balkis Adewumi, and I'm really happy. I'm so honored. I feel so blessed to have you guys around me listening to the magic I want to create today. I know it's been a very long time. It's been like forever since I've done this. That's because I have so many things going on for me and around me, and since I do not have the capacity to do a lot of things at a time, I had to pause so many things that I was doing. And since you all requested for my wedding vlog and I could not do it, I said I'm going to be opening my podcast with what went wrong on my wedding and how and why I cried so much on my wedding day. All right guys, I've been married for 9 days now. I'm now a Mrs. I mean, it feels so good. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels so good to be a Mrs., but I mean, that works. But it still feels good to be a Mrs., you know, Mrs. Balkis Adewumi Babalola. It feels good, I'm not going to lie. All right, guys, so these are the few things that was wrong on my wedding day. First of all, I was wearing Iro and Buba in the morning. I mean, Iro and Buba, the Iro and Buba of the Iro and Buba, not Iro gown. Like, I mean, Iro and Buba. Secondly, there was no makeup, no paparazzi, no music. I did not get to take any pictures with my friends. Yeah, with my families, my brothers, my sisters, just me and my husband. And that's because I've paid for a photographer earlier and he did like an amazing job. Let's start from me wearing Iro and Buba. I had made an arrangement of what I was going to wear, and I made that dress with too much nairas for me not to wear that dress. My dad had come to pick me where I used to stay, I think like a week to my wedding, and he had said that I bought you a very nice shoe, a very nice clutch, a very nice lace, and I want you to make Iro and Buba with that lace. Is it the right? I mean, is it his wedding? But because I really love and respect my father a lot, I said, okay, fine, I'm going to do it for you. I was thinking I was going to make, what do they call this dress? Iro gown. But the second day, he said, don't make gown with that dress. I said, Iro and Buba, as if it was reading my mind. So that was why I made Iro and Buba. The dress that I made with a lot of nairas, I mean, thousands of nairas, I didn't get to wear it. Yeah. Secondly, no makeup. My dad had called me 3 weeks to my wedding. I think that was during Ilea. That on your wedding day, I don't want to see you do makeup, no eyelash, no lipstick, no nails. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not really a fan of those things. I mean, before, I don't used to do makeup, but it's my wedding day, bro. I mean, I need to look like a Barbie. I need to look all good for my, you know, my guests and my husband. But he said, no, don't do it. I just had to do this Lali Anna. Yeah, that was what I did, and it was just powder and lip gloss. I didn't even carve my brows. I didn't even do it. I didn't do it at all. It was just me going to my own wedding with this face, like I can't even go out like that. I can't go to a party like that. I was looking extremely beautiful in my pre-wedding shoot than my wedding day. I mean, who does that? But that's by the way now. I mean, it's in the past, but I still don't feel happy about it. Even though people were saying that I look really beautiful, but on my wedding day, there was no makeup. It was very hard to like to what's the English? It was very hard to take. But I had to just do it to show my dad that I love him and I respect him a lot. Thirdly, he had said that my friends too, they must not do makeup and they must not wear revealing clothes. Here is the reason. My dad is an imam and a lot of people like respect him a lot. So he's saying that if I should flop, but then my God does not wear flip-flop. How can I flop? I didn't flop. I didn't do it. And my friends too, all thanks to them, they did not do anything. I mean, they honor me and my dad so much. And that's like the most beautiful thing I've seen in a while. They did not even make any complaints. I mean, they just said, okay, cool. If that's what you want, we are going to do it for you. Oh, that was really, really good. And I'm just saying that. Thank you, guys. I mean, thank you so much, guys. I so much appreciate you. Thank you once again for everything that you did for me on my wedding day. Now, let's go to the all. My dad was, it's my dad, always him. My dad was practically doing the work of an event decorator. Okay, we had hired someone to do his job, allow him to do his job. My dad was there telling him how to arrange the seats where the bride and the groom, the couples are going to sit down, where the affairs are going to sit down. Me and my husband and the affairs, we had sat, in the same place, but with a little bit of distance. Our wedding day now. It was our wedding day. It was our wedding. Me and my husband's wedding day. But I had to, since my five cobble is not in the morning, I'm not going to lie. Since my five cobble is not there, I'm going to comply. Hands up. But I know that it's the bride's family that are going to accept the groom's family as guests. So my husband don't really have anything to say about it, you understand. So it is our thing. We are going to do it the way we want to do it. And since my dad has said, okay, he takes that one upon himself, I don't have a choice. When it is my dad, that's my secret. If my dad is in the picture, I honestly do not have a choice than to comply. Another thing is that there was no music. I think this is because I'm a Muslim and we don't really do all those music paparazzi in our weddings. We don't do it. I'm not saying that other people don't do it, but my wedding was strictly all those affairs ceremony. So there was no music. When they said the bride should come in, God. My dad was saying that, let her come, like, rush, maybe I should run. Like, I feel like, fast. Hello, fast, how? What do you mean? He said, okay, please, let her be coming. People were trying to spray me money to at least sing, let her be coming like that. I started crying. That spot, I was kind of like, God. Now, my dress was like long and people were trying to like help me to pack it. In fact, like, while they were packing it, they were packing my gown too. My legs were showing, like, God, I'm so tired, I want to go home. So I started crying because everything was just like, what's the English? Okay. Can you please leave me alone? Let me walk. At least let me be going by myself. So I was crying. Go and greet the affairs. They were trying to spray money. My dad was saying that it's okay. Let her go. It's okay. Let her go. I was like, okay, this is enough. This is my wedding. Can you allow me to at least enjoy it? And while we were dressing up for Nikah, my dad was calling me so much that I had to rush. My Nikah, I didn't even apply any powder. It was just my face like that. Thank God for skincare. I knew something like this was going to happen. So I started doing my skincare, I think 3 weeks to my wedding, and I was looking really, really, my face was looking so bright and beautiful. So my dad was calling me like, okay, be coming to the hall. They have not called us inside. wait, what am I coming to do? He said, be coming to the hall, you are late. The way he was calling, my brothers were calling me, my sisters were calling me, my mom, like, okay, I am dressing up, I am coming, can you please give me 2 minutes? I have not had anything to eat since morning. Can you please make arrangements for my food? So I started like nagging. I was tired, like, okay, I'm not doing again. It was so rough, like, it was so rough, but it's okay, enough. Even for my nikah dress, I'm not sure, we took up to 10 pictures. We were rushing, like, okay, when we got there, my dad was like, okay, you are here. He was smiling. Okay, what am I doing here now? They have not called me. I am hungry. I didn't take any pictures with my friends, my families, everybody. I mean, it was just so rough that, okay, I am never going to have that kind of wedding again. If I come back to the world again, no, I'm going to do this for everybody. Allow me to do this thing the way I want to do it. But there's a problem. I am broke. I don't have money. And that was why they did all these things like this. I don't have money to do any wedding. Where do you want me to see it from? So I just asked, like, okay, let's do everything that we wanted to do. And after the wedding, there was a lot of drama, which I'm not going to tell you guys because it's some family stuff that we need to, like, keep among each other. That was like drama. The drama went on and on. They did not allow me to enjoy my honeymoon, but that's all good. That's okay. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and forgive my screaming, my laughing, everything. I mean, I just really want to share it with you guys, and I feel so happy. I mean, that was like the most beautiful event that I've ever been, that is for me in my whole life. It was good. With the way there was a lot of rushing, it was cool, it was good, it was honoring. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I'm the bride. Today's bride. I'm the bride. Yeah, I feel so good about it. And I'm really praying that each and every one of you will experience such happy moments in your lives too. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Do not forget that if you want to catch me on any social media platform, you can always reach me at Package Talks. Two bed does not bear an eagle. All right, guys, thank you so much. I'll see you again next time.